It's a noun and adjective. One, the way things fall out. Fortune, undesigned occurrence, opportunity, possibility, probability. Especially in plural, as the chances are against him. Absence of design or discoverable cause. Course of events regarded as a power, fate. By chance, as it falls or fell out, without design. On the chance, in view of the possibility. Take one's chance. Let things go as they may. Consent to take what comes.
As death is his name, chance, and I want something that is my necessity. They can come by chance. I have to endeavor for it. And then I get it. So like, when I'm chance, I have a necessity for something. So should I wait for the chance?
I've been taught
now
you must work very hard.
So why are you waiting for chance? There is chance. If I am to work to get the thing, then it is chance.
So if they follow their philosophy to the conclusion, they would have to be They would have to be completely dependent if they follow the philosophy to the conclusion.
But if chance comes as soon as the necessity is there, then we have to admit immediately God. Because in the Bhagavad Gita, it is here. Jnanam upon your body, and then you are God. Right? Super strong. Now, I am thinking of getting something. God knows immediately that He wants to have this. So He gives me the necessary thing, which appears to me as chance without knowing God. The things are supplied by God, because He is giving me all facilities to enjoy this material world, to my heart content. And applying all the ingredients. That is the material condition. So, this foolish person is taking a chance. But it is not chance. God is omnipotent. As soon as I understand that I want this, He gives me some facilities so that I get it. So it is not chance. It is by arrangement of superior authority. But because they are atheists, they have no sense of God consciousness, they are taking a chance. The necessity creates that chance. Automatically it is felt. Not automatically. Chance does not mean automatically. I cannot see something, but all of a sudden falls in it. It's like, I am hungry, I want some food. So, Krishna knows that he was somewhere or other, the food comes to me. So, it is the arrangement of Krishna. But I think it is chance. I was hungry, and by chance the food has come. So that is my relationship. It is not chance, it is plan. Otherwise, you cannot adjust the meaning of chance in that way. That as soon as there is necessity, immediately the opportune chance comes before it.
They say, well, it's my luck, or my bad luck.
Yes, they say. So, this luck, as soon as we say luck, there or must be somebody still giving you the luck, good luck or bad luck.
One man may desire something very badly and his whole life long he will not get it. Mm. He will always say, oh, I'm so unlucky.
Mm. Because he's not fit to get it. So God does not supply.
Mm.
But we do not take everything as chance.
Yeah.
We take everything as plan. But because God's omnipotency is so subtle, we cannot see how things happen. Therefore, we say it is chance. Chance of physical elements. As soon as I step on the door, it becomes open. It is a chance. If a child will see, it is a chance. Oh, how is it? And you have to put the door is already open. He takes it as a chance. That is, poor point of God. There is arrangement. Night arrangement, electrical arrangement. But to a poor fund of knowledge, it becomes a charm.
Mm. Mm.
And to the sober mind, it is not charm, it is in my higher object. That every another opposite point is, nobody wants to die. Why the chance of death comes? Nobody wants to die. He, that argument is special. Necessity. I want to die. Then it is. Then it is a secret. But I do not want to die. Why death comes? There is no necessity of my death. But why the death comes? There is this argument to
it. Oh, there's no necessity.
Huh?
There's no necessity for death?
Yes. Nobody wants to die.
Mm-hmm.
Why get come?
Oh. The day will say that when that because it is physically worn out, finished, material is finished, then it will die.
But that's all right. It is for some chance and necessity.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody feels the necessity of death. Why get come? And there is his plan. Their argument is that the physical necessity creates the chance.
Mm.
And we take advantage of the chance. But here there is no necessity. Nobody wants to die. Nobody wants disease. Why these chances have come to us? Without any necessity.
When, if, for instance, in nature they saw a tree growing, they would say that by necessity this tree must die in order to replenish the soil so more trees can grow.
Then they plant. As soon as you say that more trees can grow, that means there is plant. You cannot say it's done.
Nature can't be, it can't. So many plants.
And that plan is Krishna. That is said in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya dhakshena prajiti shrati sacharasaram. Under my plan, under my circumstances, the nature is working. The changes of the world is going on for that reason. Kirtanarina kaunteya jagadhi parivartate. All these changes are taking place on account of my supervision. So there is no question of chance. It's all planned.
Mm-hmm.
Planned by the Supreme. Deva netrena by superior
argument. Does necessity mean plan?
Necessity means for a foolish person like me, I want something, That's my necessity, so God supplies me. Man proposes, God disposes. And reception, that my achievement, being without explained by me, I take it as a charge. Because I cannot explain it. Just like the same example, the flower is 35.
Yeah.
We are saying, because we do not see how the work is going on.
Like you define miracle like that before once.
Yeah. So there is nothing like miracle. Everything is done. But it is done so, I will say, subtle way. So we cannot understand the thing itself. Then, in the same example, let's say a child steps before the door is open. He thinks, oh, my child is already open. And it's not my child. It is planned.
And necessity.
Yes. Not necessity, you have to go. And it is already done. That's when you step on the floor, the door opens. So those are less intelligent, they are taking in a charm. That I came here, I wanted to go out, the door is by chance open. That is less intelligent.
So before the necessity there is a plan?
Yes.
Previous to the necessity,
No, before the necessity, whoever will feel necessity, the chance is here. The arrangement is here. He knows that that's like there may be hundreds and thousands of necessities. And for each necessity there's a plan for problems.
There's a saying, where there's a will, there's a way.
That the will, you can think of this meaning that it defines hundreds and thousands of ways. That is not to God. And there is already a plan. If somebody wills like that, it's chance. It is that. Because God knows beyond this healing, all these, nobody can think of. That's why he doesn't know the truth. He thought that I can save myself by this way. I shall not die at night, in daytime. I shall not die in the sky, I shall not die in the water, I shall not die on land. No man can kill me, no animal can kill me, no demigod can kill me. In this way he thought. But still, keeping all the promises, you have just met to death. So there is no such thing as chance, or plan.
This dictionary gives a definition of a necessity. Says that it is a constraint or a compulsion regarded as a law prevailing through the material universe and governing all human action.
Governing all human action. God knows how many necessities you can create. And for all of that, it applies there. But you do not know, you take it a chance, it has gone. It is your foolishness. That whatever necessities may be, God knows. There's so many necessities can be. It may be millions of types. And for all of them, there is immediately supply. So this rascal does not know that it is already planned. I did it so. So, it is different types. The proprietor is living there. The servants are living there. The cats and dogs are also living there. The trees and plants are also living there. And insects and microbes and snakes and rats. Somebody living in there. In the same building. Why is there a difference? What is the answer? They have been given the same chance of living in the same house. Born in the same house. As the proprietor's son is born in the same house, these also, they are also taking part. The same place. Why they are denied the same advantage? And if they are denied, who has denied it? What is the answer to this question? They are all living entities.
The human living entities have higher intelligence because of their...
That is the question. So who has given him higher intelligence? And not to the rats and cats?
He said in one place, man is the architect of his own happiness and distress.
Yes, there is a axiomatic truth even by the modern man. Yes. The man is the architect of his own fortune. So, as soon as there is a work to make your fortune, then there must be a person to decide to give you a fortunate position. Just like in an establishment, so many men are working, but there is a president. He is considering the work price, how this man has worked. And he is being promoted, his salary is being increased. And somebody is degraded, no promotion, rather transferred in some other place. So, natural conclusion is, when there are so many varieties of life in our presence, and they are although in the same place, they haven't got the same facility. So there must be somebody who decides on this point. So how you can deny God? Our point is, the supreme person, the president, who decides on this fact, he is God. What is the opposite answer?
They would say that you're in your position and they're in their position just by chance, just like...
That is nonsense. It is sheer nonsense. There is nothing by chance. What is that chance? But that by chance one is becoming millionaire, a chance one is becoming cockroaches. What is that chance? Explain that chance. It is elastic, it is most foolish reply. Chance. We have got this nice apartment. Is it by chance?
No.
Then?
It's never an example of chance.
This is all nonsense. People are befooled by all these philosophers.
Albert Einstein, he said that I cannot believe that the highest material principle is chance. He's a material scientist. He said, I cannot believe.
Yes. Actually, if one... actually learned scientifically, he must admit. He must admit. Unless he's a lunatic rascal, he'll say all this nonsense thing, chance. Why chance? What is taking place within your practical experience? Why chance? If by pre-arrangement, we would not come here, then who cared for it? Even on the street, we could not lie down. Nobody is allowed. The police will arrest. Where is this man? How do you say chance? Everything is done by pre-arrangement. The chance is an explanation given by the rascals and fools. They are not sane men. They cannot do anything by chance. We got up on the train, and the train is running, and it is all chance. There is a huge management behind the train, therefore you are comfortably seated and you come to the destination right in the time. All these are chances. What is that? He has written such a big book. What is his reason, that chance? What reason he has given? I have not read. You have read?
No.
Well, necessity.
Necessity means I arrange. There was a necessity to come to this city, so he arranged. How is it chance?
Their answer is that there was necessity to go to the city, so we would have tried hundreds of different ways to come here, and by chance, eventually, we would have found the...
No, we are not trying hundreds of them. There is a plan.
But even where did, in my mind, if I hear the word chance, where did chance, how did chance come about?
Rachel says that I'm trying in so many ways. One of them, by chance, becomes true. But I'm not working in so many ways. We had a plan to come here to preach. So according to that plan, we arranged this man. And it is not chance. It is all pre-arranged. What is that I am trying this way and that way? We are going to preach. There is a plan. So our men go before that, before my reaching there, and they make nice arrangement, nice apartment. Then they receive me. These are not chances. This is all pre-arranged. Plan.
They say that, but they don't acknowledge the plan.
Why don't they matter? Everything is being done by plan. The rascal who is speaking like that, he is educated by plan, by spirit. And therefore he is able now to talk nonsense and get the Nobel Prize for talking all these rascals. His education was planned.
Just like his book was planned, so now
he's
given the Nobel Prize.
Yes, he's planned to misguide the people. That is just a plan.
He says that change is the principle. They say the change is the highest principle, and there's so many...
So how the change takes place?
Change.
Huh?
Change.
Yes. Change, I say. How the change takes place? You are changing. You are changing from your childhood to boyhood, boyhood to youthhood. So, there is a plan. Unless there is plan, why one child is not by chance becomes immediately old. What the nonsense is like?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Let the rascal reply. So here is a chance. And one child immediately becomes old man by chance. Why there is process? This is plan. So, you should have depth of knowledge, otherwise you will be carried away by these rascals. We cannot be carried away by these rascals. We never so easily believe that they are going to the moon planet. Isn't it? We have to scrutinize everything. Yes. That is Brahminical qualities. Brahmin will not accept anything simply because it's said by some rasta. A Shudra will accept because he has no intelligence. That is the difference between Brahmin and Shudra. It is not a caste system. It is classic guna karma vibhagata. Division of high quality and actual activities according to that quality. They misinterpreted because the by the influence of Kali Yuga, everyone is Shudra. So, he does not know what is actually Brahminical quality. Therefore, there is, competition. Why this man should be Brahmin? I am as good as he is. Why he should be called Brahmin? He should be given greater facility. So, actually it has happened so. A so-called Brahmin, caste Brahmin, is working, his intelligence, like Shudra, and he's claiming that it was like Brahmin. There must be protest. This has happened. Otherwise, that division is perfect. Guna karma vibhaga. Anyone who comes to that quality, he will not Brahmin. That is the injunction of the Shastra. Krishna says, guna karma vibhaga. So they have no qualification. You do not work according to your quality, and why you are claiming? A Brahmin. That is self-evident. Guna karma vibhaga. Never say, like, but. Never say. Kalau Shuddha Sambhava. When we say, Kali Yuga, all Shudras, therefore they accept everything cheaply and at once. Mm. The Shudra. Mm.
Cheaply and at once?
At once. The newspaper said that Mr. Such and Such went to the moon planet. Ah, he will be. See? A newspaper, a 10 cent was the newspaper. And in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Janti Deva Vrata Deva. One can go to the demigod's planet by worshipping them. Can go. Janti Deva Vrata Deva as others. Similarly, one can come to me by worshiping me. Madhyaji Mukhi Janti Ma. So, they never worship Chandra. And how they can go to the Chandra planet? Moon planet. Mm. Mm. Then Krishna is false. Krishna is imperfect. They become perfect. Mm. They defy Krishna's instruction. They have gone to moon planet. Then our whole propaganda, Krishna consciousness, become bogus. Therefore, I always protest.
They have not gone.
They have not gone. We have got our test. I'm speaking from the very beginning. They have not gone. And practically, you see, even if you have gone, now what utility has made? They're simply planning, even planning. We shall get petrol from there, we shall have defense from there. Simply bluffing. Simply bluffing. The Americans will go to the moon planet to defend his country from the Russians. Just see. We have to believe all these nonsense proposals.
Mm-hmm.
What defense they will do from there? Is it not the proposal?
Mm-hmm. This morning you were saying that civilization means peace.
Yeah.
So this is no civilization.
This is no civilization.
We must come convinced.
Then, the Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Jaravidya sa mayar vaibhav, tamar bhajane badha, anitta samsare moha janmaiya, jeev ke paraye gaga. Jaravidya, this material advancement, Jaravidya, they are simply stumbling blocks for advancing in Krishna consciousness. The more one is enamored by this so-called material advancement, the more he is disqualified to advance in Krishna consciousness. The time we have got limited. If we waste our time for so-called material advantages, then we spoil our time. We cannot utilize the time for Krishna consciousness, which is the necessity of human life. Therefore, in the history of India, there is opulence. And that opulence is of different kind. And nature, they used to enjoy life. Enough jewels, enough gold, enough silk, enough food, enough metals, a natural product. They could find where there is a big hill of gold on it. These are there. And actually, gold is found in some mine within the material element. Why there should not be any hill of gold, as there are hills of stone and marble? Why not gold? You do not know. Your utensils are only plastic, which is worth nothing. So that was their material advance. Gold, silver, jewels, coral, sapphire, diamond, and we see Krishna's palace described. Not this, that silk chest cushion, but with ivory, gold, and the cushion is as soft as the foam of milk. These things are description there. And the rooms are bedecked with jewels. They don't require this electric light at night. And outside, the parija flowers. You have read all this?
Mandara, Kundal.
So, was this material advancement less than this? And this is a description of 5,000 years ago. But here, in Tokyo, Korea, and Japan, there are so much industries, we find a common man, 99%, they're living on mess boxes. That's all. How many men are living in this nice apartment? The common man is living in mess boxes. So this is not material advancement. A few people exploiting them in their factory. They are working and they are living in this nice building. But the common man is living in mess box houses. He travels this 300 miles or 400 miles. He's all simply 99% mess boxes. What do you think, Bhanu? Then where is your advance? You supply everyone palaces, buildings, and the why they are living in management? Why is that eating cats and dogs? One thing, if you don't believe in God, then you give them, but you cannot give, then who has given them? Nobody wants to live in the matchbox. Why is he living in the matchbox? And you are living in a nice house. Is it all a chance? He's not struggling, he's not making his plan. That I shall also leave, just like the communists. But he could not. As we went to Moscow, they have no nice building made by the communist people. All big, big old buildings that is made, constructed like that. Not a single building I saw which was constructed by the communist God.
They all live in matchboxes too.
Yes.
In Russia?
Yes. And they are advertising equal facility to everyone, to the workers. The worker is still working. Their brain is still working on the street to go to the factory. So, in this way, the whole civilization is going on simply by blocking, and because men have made Shudra class their belief, they are accepting this block. Besides that, even if you are able to give everyone nice building, a nice motor car. So already a few motor cars you have got, there's scarcity of space. From practical point of view. 99% of the population, they do not possess. Or say 50%. So already 50% men possessing motor cars, it has created problems. Where to park the motor car, how to supply the petrol.
In America now, practically everyone has a house and a car. But now the problem is no one wants to work.
That's it. That's it. And he is satisfied to remain as absent. Hippie. They feel pleasure to remain as an action.
As their father supplies them with money and motor cars.
This, he built this house, and this house had very nice view over the whole place. But another man built another building here. And now, he was right next to you, built this building.
So no one will live here.
This is why this apartment is vacant.
The apartments are vacant.
He's moving money.
Someone is built in front of him.
He had view over the whole city. This was the biggest building, I think. And he had view everywhere. Now someone built one right up.
In the United States, the most amazing thing is that that everyone is envious. The general population is envious of the hippies because they all want to do that. The ones who are working so hard, they want to be the ones who are just getting fed and do nothing and enjoy sex. This is, but then when the hippies have it, they say bad things about them.
What is that like?
The advancement of civilization is leading to just sense gratification. So the hippies have this sense gratification, and all the people who are working so hard, they're envious of them.
Oh.
And they use that for their advertising.
And that we say in our shastra that this sense gratification facility is there to the hogs and dogs. Better sense gratification. If you have to enjoy sex life, you have to find out some room. You see, either you go to a hotel or to have your own apartment. Otherwise, you cannot have sex life on the street, although you are too much lusty. But you have to arrange for it. By the dogs and horse, they have no such restriction. Immediately. Come on, better than that. They are better position. What sense do you agree with it? The hog has no restriction. Mother, sister, or anyone. You have seen?
Yeah.
The child hog is living on the body of the mother. Although a child is so sexually inclined. And sometimes they are having sexual intercourse with the mother. You take this facility. If you want better a facility for Tesla, you just become hog. So nature is giving the facility. All right, come on. You eat anything without any discrimination. There is stood. And you can have sex life without any discrimination. Your mother or sister, come on.
The hippies have adopted that philosophy.
Yeah.
They have sex life anywhere, anytime, anyone.
Why? There are so many books. They are advocating that you can have sex life. It doesn't matter whether it's mother or sister or daughter. Why should be a sex life? It is bodily necessity, that's all. They are advocate. There are so many books. You do not know?
Yes.
In India, what to speak about it? In India, some European and American book was written on the theme that a man fell in love with his daughter. And that book is the greatest, highest selling book.
Yeah.
What is that book? You know?
Lolita.
Lolita.
I knew one man, a Gupta. Gurudas met him in Delhi. So, he was old man, about 4 years younger than me. Very rich man. So I used to visit sometimes his house. He was friendly. So one day I saw one young girl. So I inquired, who is this young girl? And she is my adopted daughter. He had no daughter, all sons, grown up. So I have no daughter. So I have adopted her as my daughter. And thought that's all. Someday after, one day I went there, I saw that his wife was not there. So his wife has left home on some complaint. And then I understood that that man was implicated with their daughter. So the wife on that protest has left. There are many rascals who open girls' schools with the contract with the headmistress that she will supply young girls. Convent, the school. So all this greatness are terminating in sex life. And they are making arrangement plan. And this he says there is no plan. Even for his ordinary living, he's making plans. And he says there is no plan.
So because they want better and better sex life, they have to compete and get better and better apartments. Because the nice girls will not go to the shabby apartment, they will only go to the nice apartment.
Nice guys.
Yeah, nice girls. More beautiful girls will only go to the most beautiful apartment. So there's competition.
Everyone is competing. Now the girl, they want handsome man, so man is trying to get his face fixed and buy new clothes and...
That's himself young.
That's himself young, yes.
We must propagate the message very loud. Very loud. Must sing Hare Krishna very loud so
yeah.
Everyone can hear.
Some passage.